Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can join us for the last segment of the day at 844-967-2789. Came blowing
in. That's kind of nice. It's got sort of a nice tone to it. Dom, your girl, Vicky McKenna, your dance partner, if you will, heard her show briefly. Briefly, just for a minute.
Conservative talker out of Milwaukee and Madison, your friend and mine, Vicky McKenna. What'd she have to say?
More your friend than mine.
But come on, she hugged you last time she saw you.
She did, and it was a little weird, I got to tell you. I mean, I've never, like, stiff-armed, like, done the Heisman on a hug, but that day, nearly stiff-armed her. Vicky apparently made it all the way through the waiting list for the Truth Social.
Wait, there's a waiting list?
She was on 99th. 1,000th on the waiting list, she said. But apparently, you know, she made the cut.
What, you got
a
like,
amount of loyalty.
Do you have to be personally interviewed and approved by Don Jr. and then you go through the process? I mean, what are you talking about?
Oh, she'd be approved by Don Jr., I suspect. But anyways, no, Vicky apparently made it through the... She made the cut. She's on the Truth Social platform. But then it was... And this is how she led her show today. She's like, come find me. I mean, it was like Jeb Bush begging the crowd to clap.
Please clap. You can clap.
Like, I'm lost in the wilderness out here on Truth Social. I don't see any friends. Where is everybody?
Hell yeah, I would.
And then she said, you know, I've only got 14 followers on the Truth Social platform. I mean, that is the platform with the right. So, you know, I would laugh if Vicky said, well, I got 14 Instagram followers. She probably has significantly more. But when you're on Truth Social, when you're on, like, Team Icky Vicky platform, and you only got 14 followers, you ain't doing it right.
I guess I haven't really like cared or paid attention because it's all scam with Trump. So
you never got let inside the velvet ropes, Dom. You were always on the outside looking in.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'll be at the bar. You guys go do your smoke your cigars and you know conquer the world. I'll be hanging out with all your wives. My point being is that if this is.
And I know that part's probably true.
It's like hunting season around here. How many people are actually like digging in and signing up? I mean, is there a stat? Like, we know how many people are on Twitter and how many people are on Facebook and Instagram. All those things are generally known, right?
There's got to be something approximating 99,000 people on Truth Social, one must think. If Vicky made the cut, they didn't jump her forward in the line, did they?
Well,
it's like getting on the Packer season ticket wait list. You get tickets.
When you say make a cut, you imply some sort of filtering process, which would be what? I mean, my First Amendment rights. I deserve to be on Truth Social. What am I waiting for? Why was there a cut? What are you talking about?
Well, apparently they've had a few tech glitches, and you know, I'm not going to call them out for that because we've had a few tech glitches. But you know, we're not rolling out a national social media platform, and I'm not the former president, although I could be. 844-967-2789. We'll get to the callers in just a moment. Gableman, 60 Minutes profiling the craziness in our backyard last night.
Once again, Wisconsin makes the national news for, what, one of three things, right? Sports, mass murderers, or bad governance?
Can it be all of the above? Kathy...
Well, dairy and beer.
Bernier, the Republican. I think she was probably the most compelling. Although my earlier guest, Doug LaFollette, he did swell. But Kathy Bernier, the Republican senator, basically just called Gableman a crackpot. You know, is there any credibility to this?
No, of course not. No.
One word answered, no. You know, no, there's no credibility. And that's what's really scary is they're allowing the circus to continue. I mean, he went out there, and we talk in radio, we use a vulgar vernacular, but we say effectively, just don't crap the bed.
Don't crap the bed, right.
Don't crap in our vulgar ways. I mean, literally, he went out there and crapped the bed in public. And I do mean literally. I suspect he crapped his bed. But.
Shame.
They're allowing it to continue. Like, let's do more of that. More public crapping of the bed.
He's going on the road, dude. He's going on the road.
With Mike Lindell or what? He got the My Pillow stuffed in the suitcase?
He's addressing an event, according to Madison.com, March 25th in South Jordan, Utah, which will feature a woman indicted last week for election tampering in the 2020 election. Now, see, remember her name? I forget her name. Tina Peters, who a grand jury indicted last week over election tampering, is scheduled to tell her incredible story of exposing Dominion fraud. Dominion fraud. So they're still going to go out and slander during this thing. And this is what Gableman is now apparently going to go on the road and speak at. Now, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said, you know, well, he's going to have to pay for that with his own money, of course, because, you know, only legitimate expenses allowed here. But I think to myself, wait a minute. So if Gableman doesn't show up and do jack for a month, does he still get his 11 grand? I mean, it's one thing to pay for the expenses of a plane trip. Okay, I'm paying for that. But you're paying him $11,000 a month to do exactly what?
Well, that plus per diem. And write-offs, Jerry.
He's a big fella, man. Man's got to eat.
So that was pretty embarrassing, you know, to be the focus of the 60-minute spotlight. You know, yeah. Here is the
terrible
worst example we could find this week of bad governance. Welcome Wisconsin. To Madison.
Yeah.
So anyways, there's that. Let's get to the phones. 844-967-2789. Susan, you might be last, but we'll see. Calling in from the car. What do you got?
Hey, Susan.
Well, hi, guys. Good to hear you. I just signed in right now to listen to you, but I didn't know if you had spoken about that Ron Johnson ad. Do you know where the history of that ad is?
The Joseph Project? Where Ron basically brags about having a black friend?
Yeah. Well, one or two, you know, in the background. And on the ad, he's got about, you know, maybe 25 people in the back that it might be of color, so I'm just kind of curious as to where that was from. That was all.
Well, Ron is very proud to tell you, Susan, he helped co-found the Joseph Project, which effectively, as far as I can tell, is really about putting workers with manufacturers. Well, let's not forget, he's a manufacturer. I'm not so clear that this is out of Christian goodwill and out of more likely just out of, you know, loyalty to his industry and creating a few more workers, because factories need workers, Susan.
Thanks for the call, Susan. You know, if this is ultimately a good thing, and I think, you know, somebody putting workers and manufacturers together and helping find people jobs, that's a good thing. And I'm not going to knock a guy for that. And if people appreciate what they have, Senator Johnson has done for them and acknowledge it, okay. But that doesn't, you know, it doesn't take away from everything else. Oh, congratulations, Ron. You did one good thing. You got anything else? That's the way I look at it.
Well, it's a short list. It is a short list. Thank you to my fine guests today. They included Douglas LaFollette, the Secretary of State of the fine state of Wisconsin. Dom, look for people's brackets. I've been giving out your email. The brackets. We're going to do a bracket contest.
All right on. I'm looking forward to it.
You know, no cheating.
Never.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson at 7, right here on Devil Radio.
I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
Well, you sure do make the finest pie in the county, no doubt in that. I say it's a spectacle day.
Go get him.